Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Claire Thompson, Festival Director of Dancing Oxford. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
So, what inspired this festival?
The original idea behind having a dance festival in Oxford was largely around providing a focal point for dance in the city. For a long time, dance has happened in the city. There's numerous classes that happen every week. The venues program dance throughout the year. But the idea of a festival was really being able to kind of have more of an intense period of dance, which involved a lot of the venues at the same time. And also just really kind of took dance also out of the venue, opportunity to do performances in public places and just try and raise the profile, but also celebrate dance as well, because it is something that so many people can enjoy. And it's not just limited to just going to a dance class or having to go to a venue to see a show. It's about engaging people in other ways and fun ways in dance.
And how long has Dancing Oxford been going?
It's been going 10 years.
Ooh, so exciting.
This is its 10th anniversary year, which is really exciting. It started in 2007. And of course, back then, I had no idea. Obviously, I'd hoped it would continue and it would grow and develop, which is exactly what it has done. But it feels like a real milestone, actually. It's a good opportunity to celebrate in 2016.
And when does this year's Dancing Oxford kick off?
Well, it starts on Friday this week, the 26th of February. So that's the opening night. We have a show in the evening at Pegasus. And then we have the public launch during the day on Saturday in the centre of town. And it lasts for 11 days. So our last event is on Monday, the 7th of March. But it is 11 days of dance every day. There is way more than one or two events happening. So a lot.
What's happening?
Okay, so we have a whole range of performances, and that covers different venues across the city. We have performances at Pegasus Theatre, North Wall, Old Fire Station and the Oxford Playhouse. And then in addition to our performances for the launch event, which is at Bond Square and around the city centre. So we have a whole series of performances. And again, right throughout the week, we have different companies coming to perform. We also have, through the whole week, a whole series of Taste to Dance workshops. And this covers a whole range of styles. I think we've got 16 workshops.
Wow.
Covering at least, I think it's eight or nine different styles of dance. And that's all different times of day. So we've got morning yoga. And we've got a morning wake and shake, which is a disco on Friday morning. And then right through the day, we've got lunchtime workshops and evening and workshops at the weekend. So, you know, we're trying to cater for everybody's timetables and, you know, when they like to dance. So, yeah, lots going on.
And these workshops are for people who've never danced before.
Yeah, the taster workshops are really aimed at somebody that either has never taken part in any dance class or never done a particular style. So they are for complete beginners. So if you are a complete beginner, please don't be put off and think it's not for me because I can't dance. They're between 45 minutes and an hour. It's fun. There's no commitments. They don't cost very much. So the idea that people can just have a go. If they enjoy it, in every style we're offering workshops in, there are weekly classes. So there's opportunity for people who might go and go, actually, I really love this, to then join a class and do it every week.
Wonderful. And there's also family-friendly events.
There are, yeah. This is something we've been developing with the festival over the last few years, is looking at how we engage whole families and what we cater for kind of young families. So we have a range of things. I mean, a lot of our shows are family-friendly shows, but we have a few participatory events that are specifically for families. We have the Family Dance Workshop, which is for any age. So a granny could bring her grandchild. It really is. There's no age limit. And that is the idea, that we kind of get all generations dancing together. And that's followed by a disco, a free disco.
Amazing.
So, and that, again, that's a chance to kind of just let your hair down and dance. And then we have our very popular event, which is Baby Boogie, which is for a disco for fives and under and their families. And that is hugely popular. But this year we're adding on two new events following Baby Boogie, recognising that, you know, we provide for the five and under, but we don't really do anything for the slightly older children. So we're doing an event called Kids Dancing, which is a two-hour disco event for 6 to 10-year-olds at Pegasus Theatre. And this will be led by a DJ and a dance artist, and it will involve some performing, a performance that they will get to watch as well. So it's kind of a disco with elements where they will be taught moves, but in a very fun and informal way and in a kind of disco environment. And then the same following that, we have Now Dance, which is for 11 to 14 year olds. And again, chance to let your hair down. It's the full disco experience without the alcohol. So it's specifically geared for that age group. But really exciting that we can offer something for the slightly older children to come to come and do and have fun.
So there are lots of different dance companies involved in this festival then?
There are, yes. Ranging from some really high quality local professional artists and companies. The opening night of the festival, we've commissioned four companies to create new work specifically for the festival, which is really exciting. We also have two other evenings at the Old Fire Station, which is by locally based professional artists and companies. Really fantastic work. And then in addition to that, we've got national and international companies coming.
Wow.
So a real, you know, a real mix of work in terms of style. There's performances by contemporary companies. We've got a hip hop company coming. So again, you know, it's a real mix.
Yeah.
There really is something for everyone, I would say, within the programme.
Fantastic. And you've got a social media campaign happening at the moment to encourage people to share their dance moves.
We do. This is kind of in celebration of our 10th anniversary. So it's hashtag What's Your Dance? And we are encouraging people to film themselves, kind of like a selfie, but rather than a still image, film themselves dancing for 10 seconds in celebration of our 10th anniversary. So we are collating lots of 10-second clips. And it can be anything. We can do, we've had one by a company and they just sent in their feet tapping. So it doesn't, we don't have to see the whole person. If you don't want to film your, you could film your feet, you could film your hand, you could film your granddad. what we want to do is just encourage people to dance, but to film themselves and or get somebody else to film them, and then they upload it.
Fabulous. Do you have a signature dance move?
Do we have a signature dance move? Actually, we don't. I think what we should do, though, is probably choose the best dance move out of our What's Your Dance campaign.
Yeah.
And that can become our signature dance move for the year, for the other events during the year. That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that one.
And do you have a favourite dance?
Yeah, that's really difficult because the beauty of dance is there's so many different styles of dance, and a lot of it often comes down to music as well, kind of music you like. I'm trained in contemporary, so I love contemporary. I really love watching contemporary dance, but you know, equally I love the Latin dance styles, salsa and samba. I love the rhythm, the energy. I'm not so good at doing that myself, but I love watching it. But for me, dance is really about, you know, it's a fantastic way to keep fit. It's also got so many other benefits to it as well. It's creative and it's fun, and therefore I wouldn't say there's any style I don't like. And I love seeing what people get from dancing. For me, that's the greatest joy, seeing smiles on their faces. It doesn't matter what age you are, but you know, dance can really brighten up somebody's day.
Yeah, definitely. So it sounds like there are so many fantastic events happening, and to encourage people to come along, you've got a festival pass.
We do, yeah. It only costs £1. It's available at either Pegasus Theatre or the Playhouse box office. It does mean going in person to buy it. We don't have a system at the moment where we can post them out, but it only costs £1, and most of the events and all of the workshops you get £1 off. So you buy it once, use it once, and then any time after that you're saving money. So it's a great incentive. A lot of the ideas behind the festival is about engaging as many people as possible, and we certainly don't want to restrict people through price. So you know, if we can, through the festival pass, offer an incentive, it makes most of the workshops only £2.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So other than participating in the workshops and coming along to see the shows, how else can people get involved?
Of course, through the Watch Your Dance campaign, they can get involved directly. They can come along on Saturday to Bond Square. So between 12 and 4, we've got 7 companies coming to Oxford who all specialise in doing outdoor work. So this is dance work that is created for outdoor spaces. It's not created for on stage in a venue. So we've got some really fun companies, really fun companies. So definitely worth coming along and checking that out between 12 and 4. All the information about the festival is on our website, and you can also get access to buying tickets for any of the shows. It will link through to the box offices directly from the Dance in Oxford website. You can also get information about our What's Your Dance campaign on there. So that is www.danceinoxford, without the G, danceinoxford.co.uk.
Brilliant. And what have you got planned for future years?
Well, we have more events happening this year as part of our 10th anniversary. So in the summer, we've got some events coming up. We've got a day of dance on Saturday, the 16th of July, where we'll be taking over Gloucester Green.
Oh, wow.
And a huge amount of dance happening throughout the whole day. That'll be really exciting. And then the week before, we are presenting the programme at Calley Road Carnival. We're presenting the dance programme at the dance stage. And then in the autumn, we have our Family Dance Week, which we have every year, which is lovely. It's a whole range of events over about 9 days for whole families. And then beyond that, 2017, well, more of what we do, really. You know, we want the festival to keep going and keep growing, bringing in exciting new work, finding ways to engage with more people. And our plan is to keep going as long as we can.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Claire.
Thank you.